Director Gordon on 90.
We're going to have all these ranking Republicans, Kermit?
Yes, yes, Mr. President.
We're going to have all these ranking Republicans tonight, and I thought you might take about 5 minutes to speak for yourself, and hell or two, because we're going to have so many. We're going to have the chairman of all the standing committees in the Senate, and that means Harry Byrd and
yes,
Dick Russell and John McClellan and the more conservative fellows. And I don't know what's best to do, but I think that about 3 points that you ought to try to cover.
Mm-hmm.
One is that basically we're not any magicians, that we got about the same budget Kennedy had. There's not going to be much difference between what we asked for and what he's going to spend. There's going to be half 1%, maybe $500 million. That, two, that we believe we get the tax bill, and they say it'll be retroactive January, and if they give us this 14% reduction, that it will be the greatest boon to the economy, and then how much it'll be, how much more it'll do than any era of the year. Get Kermit,
Walter
say where you can do it, though, in 1 minute, just
sure.
Where you can just play in it.
Walter will not be talking, so I'll
no,
cover his point.
That's right,
very
that's
good.
Right. I don't want to have, I would like to have him very much. He talks very good,
sure.
But I can't have him talk. I've got to have one of you. I can't have both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it'd be better for the budget director talking to them than the Council of Economic Advisors, because
yep.
I think that, so you take that point and drive it home, the greatest boon to the economy, and we hope for more investment and more jobs this way
yep.
than by spending the money in government route. And three, the real basic difference is in this budget that you gave the other day that Kennedy had. We're spending now about 8 or 9 million more than Eisenhower did on defense. So we got a bunch of Polaris's, and we got some Minutemen, and we got the installations improved, and we've removed some of our bases like Spain, and we're doing things like that. And that's how we're able to do it without going into the heart of any of our program, our tanks, or our bombers.
You'd want me to say that the enormous buildup in defense strength in the last 3 years is what made it possible.
That's right. I would say that we'd spent whatever we'd spent 61, 62, and 63, and 64.
Mm-hmm.
I would point out that we'd spent $40 billion more than we were spending at the Eisenhower rate.
Mm-hmm.
Or 30, whatever
it
is.
Be about 30 billion, something like
30
that.
Billion more
mm-hmm.
than we spent the Eisenhower rate. Now, there comes a time in 3 years where you acquire some automobiles and you don't have to go buy new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to buy the gas for them and the tires for them, but you don't have to make the capital investment in an automobile, and that's what we've done. Now, we've taken some of that money and kept the budget, used it for these built-in increases like military pay. And we've tried to keep it at about the figure that Kennedy had it. And we've taken some of that money, a small amount of it, and started new programs. Now, on the new programs field, I would keep them to a very minimum. But I would say that poverty's got $300 million expenditure. We've got $250 in Appalachia. That's $550.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what other new programs we got. Any?
Well, the new expenditures we'll be making under the legislation they passed last year, Mr. President, most of the education legislation.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what we suggested.
Well, there are some parts of the education.
Oh yeah, we'll have youth youth employment.
Youth employment.
How much? That's 150, isn't it?
160.
And what is domestic Peace Corps?
Oh, that's very small, about 10 million.
All right, but I just take the big ones. Say the principal ones are poverty, Appalachian youth employment. But when you add them all together, the expenditures are less than we reduced from the request of the atomic energy.
That's not quite so, Mr. President.
Well, I'll
try to work it out. Actually, total Atomic Energy Commission expenditures go down less than $100 million. They went up.
That's total of their expenditures. That wasn't what I said. The total they requested.
Oh, totally requested. Oh,
the
yes.
The total they
yes.
requested
yes.
was $600 million. We cut them.
Uh-huh.
But maybe you can use a better figure, and I expect you can. But just use it. But anyway, Orville says he's going to do better with agriculture. Now, on that agriculture, I noticed that we were a little bit off on the appropriation for 5 million difference.
That's right. It comes out.
I wonder if it wouldn't be better psychology to put that 5 million in. Nobody's mentioned it to me, but I just looked at it, so they wouldn't say we cut REA.
Well, no, I wonder if that shows, Mr. President. Of course, it's too late to put it in the budget now. The budget is on the press. It's rolling.
I know it, but I'd just see if that 5 million figure couldn't be changed on it. I thought of that last night. Just waked up in the night. I thought, now they say, you cut the poor REA. Now, these P&G loans, G&T loans, I've told him not to approve anything over $500,000 unless he looks at it. Mm-hmm. I told him not to approve anything unless I look at it. And if they will make us power at 5 or 6 mills, maybe even 7, well, we'll take it if the other parts of the contract are all right. We're not just getting in the business to be in the business, but we want to use it as a shotgun to make them, and there'll be times we have to, but Congress is raising hell with us on this.
Let me check the REA figures. They appear in the budget, Mr. President.
Just
it's extremely complicated for several reasons. First, you can figure the level of REA at the estimated rate of obligations, but they carry over money from 1 year to the next.
I'm not talking about the carry over any of that stuff. That top
different.
Figure, you appropriate, I've forgotten what it was, 365 and last year and 360 this year.
I think those were estimated rate of obligations and not appropriations.
Well,
confused in the budget by the fact that we're recommending that REA be put on a revolving fund basis so they can make new loans out of repayments on old loans. I think I've just got to look at how the numbers actually appear.
Look at that one number, and you'll see that there's 5 million, stands out like a sore thumb, and if you could equalize that, tell them it's just a mistake, make them correct it, I think it would be politically wise, because I believe you'll spend more time defending it than the 5 million's worth, and we can hold it back some other way.
Well, I'll look at those numbers and see what can be done, Mr. President.
Now, you try to have your points where you can get them in now in 5 minutes, because what we're going to do, we're going to have one drink at 7 o'clock. That means 7:15 before you ever get downstairs. Then from 7:15 to 7:45, I want 30 minutes. But that's going to involve me. That's going to involve Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and John McCone and you. That's 5 speakers. But John McCone's got to give them a good deal on the briefing,
sure,
10
sure,
or 15
sure,
minutes
sure.
on Russia. So that's going to keep the rest of us to 4 or 5 minutes. And if you can think of something humorous to open it with and something serious to close it with, do it. But let's have the best 5-minute statement.
The general tone of the talk I gave the business council?
Yes, sir. Yes,
well.
Yes, sir. Except I want you to emphasize here this thing in the economy.
Yes,
the Walter Heller.
Yeah. I'll do that.
And I want you to say that you've never worked on a budget any longer, any harder, any more sincerely or more genuinely, and that budgets have gone up $5 billion in the last 2 or 3 years, and we have tried to hold this one where it was last year. That was our goal. And we had some built-in increases, and then we made some decreases ourselves. Mr. Johnson did.
Very good.
I won't sell these guys on the fact they ought to get me that tax bill.
Good. I'll do my best, Mr. President.
And just tell them that we had in mind that if we could hold it this year, maybe they would come along and put the money in the economy that we didn't have to.
Very good.
Okay.
Mr. President, can I raise one question with you? The matter I tried to talk with you about the other day, you were tied up, and I settled it with Bill Moyers after checking with Larry O'Brien and Ted Sorensen. It's a question of how we handle the 1964 supplemental requests which are in the budget. Now, as you know, the press always misinterprets supplementals, and they think that any supplemental request that's sent up is breaking the budget. But, of course, we have in the 64 budget, the present fiscal year, a lot of supplementals designed to provide money for legislation that was passed in the last session, like the education bills, the money for the military pay increase, which they haven't yet appropriated. And, of course, this shows as a supplemental. Now, my thought was to avoid confusion. We ought to bundle up the whole package and send them to Congress the same day the budget goes up. So we can say, here's the budget. The budget calls for these supplementals, and here are the supplementals. We're sending them up at the same time. So nobody misunderstands and concludes that these supplementals are breaking the budget.
I sure do, and I don't think I'll be in on that briefing, but I think that you ought to take it, give them as much advance as you can, and let them come back and clear up anything they want to clear up.
We do that, Mr. President. We're around here available to them all day on Monday, which is the day before the budget.
But I would tell them in my first meeting, now, there's no excuse for anybody getting off on these things and saying the editor did it. I'm going to answer everything I can here. Then any of you, after you've had a chance to think it over and digest it, and you wonder how we did these things, you come back And I'll have another one at 4 o'clock to just pick up the guys that didn't get it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that now, because they're going to say that we're tricky, and I want, just like your supplemental, I want you to say that the supplementals are in the budget. Now, is Webb supplemental in the budget?
What's that?
Is Webb supplemental in the budget?
Oh, you bet. You bet it is. You bet it is. No, we're not. As a matter of fact, Mr. President, I've been sitting here for the last 2 days going over these supplementals one by one. We're not sending up a thing which is not in the budget. As a matter of fact, we think we're going to cut them about $10 million below the figures in the budget. And we'll have this to announce at the press conference on Monday.
Now, have you ever got me my totals on my employees? Andy Hatcher really butchered that story the other day.
We just got the last one today, and I just signed a memorandum to you, Miss President. And what I urge in this memorandum,
we haven't got to get a new cabinet now, have we?
What do they do
on target? What do they do? 5,000.
The total numbers in 64, 7,000 jobs. In 65, 5,500.
5,500. Well, now that's all right.
That's very good.
Somebody tried. Now, who did the best job?
Well, I'd have to look down the list. I sent the complete table over to you, and you'll have it in a minute. The big numbers are agriculture, 742.
Agriculture. Well, I'm going to have to, let's get a victory medal to him. And
well, except for one thing, Miss President. As you know, we know some tricks, and the departments know some tricks, and we're not going to be sure how valid and how much these represent real economies until we've had a chance to analyze them.
Well, analyze them. Any tricks in them, I'll send them back.
Well, we're going to do that. Now, in this memorandum I just sent to you, I propose that we try to hold off any public announcement of these numbers at this time for this reason. If we announce the numbers, Mr. Cannon and his subcommittees are going to reduce the budgets for 65 by this amount, and they'll get credit for it.
Yeah.
If we hold off for several weeks until we've had a chance to analyze them, then we can send up our own amendments to the budget and say we're reducing the 65 budget to take account of these personnel reductions, then you get the credit for it.
All right.
As soon as we announce these numbers publicly, Mr. Cannon will say we're going to take this money off the budget, and he's then cutting your budget. If we wait until we can ask for a budget cut, then you get the credit, and I think that's much wiser.
All right. Okay. That's good.
Very good. I just set up an appointment with Bill Moyer to see you at 4:15, but I guess this telephone conversation takes the place of that.
That'd be good if it suits you. I just want to tell you what I want you to do on your speech, and I'd rather you work on your speech.
Very good.
Make some notes on it and be able to just bing, 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 like we did the other day and like McNamara does. Just put it to them as fast as you can, but give them those points that I want covered, particularly that we're not much difference. We're half 1% roughly less than Kennedy's expenditures. Now, what's our market doing, and what's our high interest rate doing to us these days, and what about our possibility? You scared the hell out of me the other day when you told me about our market in these securities.
I'm scared too, Miss President. The sales of mortgages kind of dried up. We're in a kind of difficult position on mortgages right now. They're not moving. And the main reason they're not moving is that the investors are expecting higher interest rates, and they're holding off to get a better deal on them. Now, this may break in a month or so if we can really convince them that interest rates are going to remain stable. But as long as...
Give me about 4 or 5 points like that. Talk to Bill Martin about it, and let me call him and say I'm worried, and show me some illustration why we got no market on mortgages, and just say we got to help get rid of this stuff.
Very good. Uh-huh. I'll do that.
You just give me something that I can talk intelligently about, just 3 or 4 points.
Get you over right away.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Very good.
Bye.
One other thing. Newsweek is doing a big piece on the budget and asked if I could arrange for them to take a picture of me with you. I was going to bring a photographer over at 4:15.
Yes, sir. That's
why
good.
Don't I come over then with him?
That's right. That's
very good.
Now, are they going to be a friendly story, or are they going to be sniping like you usually do?
What do you think about the story this week? I thought it was very good, Mr. President.
That's good. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
I
thought they handled us well. I thought that trip to New York paid off at Newsweek.
What about
helped
time?
Helped at time, too. I thought they were both good stories.
Okay. Now, do we need to do any more with the business community, letting any of them know what's happening?
There's one thing I heard the other day, Mr. President, that I thought I'd pass on to you. The Elliot Bell, a publisher of Business Week, apparently his nose is a little bit out of joint. He thinks that you've been giving too much attention to the right wing of the business community and not enough to the center, the liberals. And he considers himself to be in that group. I think he's smarting a bit because he hasn't got any attention personally. Now, he's a member of the Labor Management Advisory Committee, and I understand you're going to be meeting with them sometime soon. I think it might be worthwhile. This represents a different kind of group, Henry Ford and Elliot Bell, people like that. I think they'd feel that if they got...
Why don't you call him in and tell him that I ask you to go over the budget with him in advance a little bit and sit down and talk to him, and then just call me and tell me that you'd like for him to see me, and I'll just make an appointment right over the phone while he's in the office.
That'd be a good idea. I'd be happy to do that.
I'd do that on some others.
He's a pretty important fellow, of course.
Be sure that their little Sylvia Porter has a special treatment, too.
But I think the one time you can certainly do this is when you meet with your labor advisory council.
I'll do that, but I'll have a special meeting with him and like to. He's doing a cover story on me now, and I just call him in and say, I just wondered if we couldn't get some dummy prints and get one or two of them up to Bob Anderson, some folks, for their suggestions, and let them talk to the business community about how legitimate they are before our message comes up.
You mean of the budget message
itself?
Sure, we could do that. I could send a copy of it up today or tomorrow.
Send him about 3 copies.
To Bob Anderson.
Tomorrow. Send him about 3 copies. To Bob. I'll do that. Thank you.